Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. The official clock here at NHC is 9 o'clock Eastern time. So let's get the latest information on Hurricane Dorian. So really the first stop is the NOAA satellites do an overtime job, really looking at everything real close for us. And it really helps us out look at the structure of the storm. And that has a lot to do with the forecast, the intensity and the current conditions. So a couple things that we see. We start seeing right around that center some of that convection building. And just because you don't see an eye in this storm really doesn't matter, because the aircraft's in there and they're seeing an eye underneath these clouds. So there is an eye. It's getting stronger. And a couple indications of that, you're starting to see some of this convection, these rain bands form away from the center. But the other indication is, look at this. It's interesting. You start seeing some of the cirrus clouds, these clouds way up in the atmosphere, and you start seeing that fan away from the storm. Well, that means it's taking that energy from the ocean, that warm water, and it's fanning it out the top. It is, so to speak, breathing, basically. So we're getting stronger with time, and that's actually indicated in the latest forecast, latest update. We're looking at 110-mile-an-hour winds, movement northwest at 12 miles an hour. So this is the forecast. You know, tropical storm force winds extending about 90 miles away from the center. So, you know, this isn't just a center point. This is much larger. But let's look with time. We already have hurricane watches for portions of the Bahamas, but we're forecasting a major hurricane, and even a major hurricane even at landfall, 140 mile an hour wind. So pretty serious situation. Got to take this real serious. But the other part we got to look at, the distances between these circles. Those are 24-hour points. The closer those are together, well, that means slowing down. So that's new in the forecast overnight. A little bit slower path. That's not our friend, because when you move it slow, that means more time for rain. That's more time for the onshore flow to push water in from the coast. That's also more time to have the force of the winds, hurricane force winds, and also tropical storm force winds saturating the soil, and then all of a sudden have those winds, you know, trees down, power lines down. Just not a good thing to slow down like this. So let's look at that timing. And here's the timing with the situation. You look at the Florida coastline there. Could see some tropical storm force winds by Sunday evening into Sunday night, spreading across into the interior of Florida throughout the day Monday. And that means got to have things wrapped up, because tropical storm force winds means it's too dangerous to be on a ladder, too dangerous to be on the roof, too dangerous to drive, too dangerous to be holding plywood. You got to have things wrapped up. And this is a good way to indicate it. By Sunday, seeing those impacts late Sunday, you have today, you have tomorrow, and you have portions of Sunday to wrap up everything, because changes on the way. So storm surge in some of these areas, a typical category four, could produce 10-foot plus a storm surge. And look at the rainfall, slow movement, 6 to 10 inches of rain in some areas, maybe up to 15 isolated in some spots. So all modes of impacts, got to take it serious, got to be ready. This has been Ken Graham at the National Hurricane Center.